Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Just talking books, you know.
Yeah. From books to more books.
Yep. What have you got?
Well, actually, I'm not speaking about a specific book today. I'm speaking about the Writers Festival.
Just words and that.
Words. The Writers Festival opens tomorrow night.
Thank you, Robert. Bye.
And so it's a big week for readers and book lovers. So tomorrow night, the Ockham Book Awards are kick off
it's
the
tomorrow
festival.
Night.
It's tomorrow night. It's all happening. So if you don't know the Ockham Book Awards, this is like the New Zealand Book Awards. And there's fiction, non-fiction, poetry.
How many years has the Ockham Book Awards been going?
Well, this year is the 50th anniversary of the New Zealand Book Awards.
Sweet.
So they are encouraging people to wear red gold. At the party.
Wear 50 pairs of shoes.
And the...
Stick your 50 favourite book covers to yourself.
Well, that would be a very good idea, I think.
Get 50 names of your favourite authors tattooed on your back in order. Who would you have? Who would you have at the top?
Oh, too much for me. Too much for me, but...
Who'd be down the bottom? Who'd be the tramp stamp?
Oh my goodness! But the people, you know, illustrated nonfiction, poetry, and what was
kids
it?
Books?
Nonfiction,
kids
no
books.
Kids books.
No kids books.
That's a separate.
No kids.
That's a separate award.
We're proper grown-up readers. No kids.
I don't think there'll be kids at this ceremony. Maybe one. I know one
maybe
of the
one,
judges.
Maybe one
a
up
baby.
The chimney or working the boiler down under the basement. Probably not otherwise. Yeah.
So, but the big news is that the fiction winner will win $50,000. Yeah, and so.
Ooh, speaking of which, what about that person that won that $18.8 million at Remuera Paper Plus on the weekend?
Did they? At Remuera Paper Plus?
You're good on them too, I reckon. Fair call.
I know the owner of that Paper Plus, so.
Well,
he'll
the
be
owner
soaked.
Of that Paper Plus said in the newspaper that they, you know, being the shop that sold the winning tickets just feels like winning, being the winning
yeah,
ticket. So
that's
I thought to myself,
cute.
That's cute, but not right.
Yeah. So anyway, the Ockham Book Awards kick off the festival, and then there's stuff all week and weekend. So on Thursday night, there's the festival gala. So if you think that you can only go to one thing or can only afford to go to one thing, the festival gala is pretty cool because that's like, if you like the Moth podcast, it's true stories told live.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So they have eight of the authors, international and national, speaking for 7 minutes on the topic Undercover. And that's always a great night to go to, and
I've got a book of some of the Moth stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like the Moth. It's good to listen to while you're doing the gardening. And
can't listen to the book, obviously. But
so I thought I would talk about a couple of the people that are coming that are music-themed for
yes,
our
cool.
BFM
listeners. Yes, we love
music.
We love it.
So do you know a guy called Alex Ross?
Yeah, I don't know that name.
So he wrote a book called The Rest Is Noise. It came out about 10
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah.
And so he's the big music writer that's coming. He's a New Yorker music critic. And to be honest, I haven't read him before, so I'm not claiming to be an expert, but some of your listeners, if they didn't know he was coming, could be really interested. So he's doing three events. So on Friday, he's doing a session just on Wagner. And and he's writing a book on him right now. Then Saturday, he's talking about his book, The Rest of Noise, which... The Rest Is Noise, which is music through the 20th century. And then on Sunday, there's a concert with the Stroma music-y people. What do you call them? A little orchestra type thing.
Minstrels?
Minstrels, yes, yes. And they're going to be playing the songs from The Rest Is Noise.
Joys.
So you'll see how the 20th century of music changes over that time. And then also... Tama Waipara, who he's going to be hosting New Zealand musicians on each night. So on Friday night, we've got Nadia Reid, old Dunedin-y Nadia Reid, and then Saturday, Lawrence Arabia, and then Sunday, Moana Maniapoto. So there's such great music stuff going on along,
cool.
as well as all the great book book things, but there's lots of free events. If you're going to go to a free event, I would recommend getting in about half an hour before and just reading a book in the line, get your elbows out and make sure you get in the room.
Listen, you book people, eh?
Yeah. You've got to be very focused at these things. And I know Corinne talked about Eileen Miles last week, and unfortunately they cancelled. I don't know if it's got across to the listeners, but we were so excited to see them, and unfortunately they can't make it anymore. But you can still read, their books. So
now I'll ask you for your hot tips, but I can't because you're a judge, weren't you?
Oh, for the Ockham Book Awards.
Yeah.
So I judge the fiction. I think you will really like the winner. Gosh, I have to be so careful.
Yeah, you
with
do.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. I'll put you in an awful position here. Sorry.
I'm really excited about the winner, but I'm also excited about the shortlist, as I was excited about the long list. So if you if you're looking for New Zealand books to read, just go to the long list and read through that, and then
Roger that.
You know, keep your eye out for the winner on the Tuesday night and or Wednesday morning. So and they'll be rolling around in the dosh.
Yeah,
fitty
grande. You got to say, I got a Nadia Reid track you want to play?
Yeah, I just thought I love Nadia Reid, and we both from the same town of Dunedin.
Oh,
so
what a colourful and interesting town Dunedin is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very proud to be from Dunedin, so I just love this song, and it would be a lovely peppy Monday morning song for you all.
Just close your eyes and imagine you're at Larnac Castle.
Yeah.
Had quite a time at Larnac Castle once.
Did you? I had my standard forward ball there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lonely ghost, where the apple is falling, far from
You know, when there were little boys in the town. Oh, sorry, pardon.
That was Loose Reads.